Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, some of you may think this is weird, but I loved it. I've been wanting to talk to a psychic medium for some time now, but never knew who to trust. I learned about Nancy Matz through a friend of mine and decided to take a chance and call her. I learned about my children, my job, and other fun mystical stuff. I was so impressed. She was right on with so many things. After talking to Nancy Matz, I walked away feeling great. Call her, 916-773-1657 or nancymatz.com. That's nancymatz.com.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How is everybody tonight? Well, wow, aren't we getting right into summertime, huh?
I've been wanting to talk to a
got the commercial coming again here.
I learned about
let's see if I can turn this off, everybody. Hold on.
Take a chance and call her. I learned about my children, my job.
I think that's an automatic. There we are. Here, Blog Talk. Yes, we're waiting for a guest. We have a special evening tonight. You know, a lot of us are talking about how life is affecting us because of the recession. And there's a lot of turbulence and turmoil in the world, and I've often coached you who are looking for work to step outside the box and look down the street, around the block, and change your life if it means survival. And if you are in a place of survival and it's good for you, don't change it. Well, a lot of you are getting depressed, and they're calling me for help. And a lot of it is, here I am struggling and worrying, and my life is not good. And then you kind of make statements sometimes of, if this all there is. Just recently, I know a lot of you know that Mom passed away last week. My sister and I do the show on Thursday evenings, and it's the Psychic Sisters Talk Show, and our mother passed away last Monday. And in that time frame, I've had no less than 3 or 4 people in the last 2 days who've lost dear ones, loved ones. In the midst of all this, it was brought to my attention that a friend of someone in my family had an interesting experience, and she had not shared this with anybody because of the stigma you hear of being labeled a psychic. So we're waiting for her to call in, and I see there's another little gal in the chat room who I had talked to prior to talking to this gal named Janae, and she should be calling in any minute now. And she'll be on the show, so it's up to her, whoever's in this girl in the chat room, to say who she is. And there it is. There's my gal coming in now. I think that's Janae. Anyway, we're going to have a really interesting time. Now, for those of you in the chat room, if you have a question, cap it. For those of you who wish to call in, I may not have answer you right away because I would like to give our guests time to tell her amazing story about this experience of her loved one who's gone to spirit. I'm going to go and see if this is her. Hello, this is Nancy.
Hi, this is Janae.
Well, hello, hello. I'm so tickled that you've joined us tonight. And this gal, All-American family, mother of 2 boys, she had an experience that affected her life at the time, yet she's had no experience of sharing this story. And I know a lot of you are saying, well, Nancy, tell us what this is about. Well, the whole premise of my show and the show for my sister, but then we talk about other things also, is that we need to allow ourselves to have a level of trust in the universe, to have a level of acceptance that what you're doing is not to no avail, that we are here on this planet bumping into each other and struggling from day to day, not necessarily just for the experience of nothing, that there is more. And how many times have I talked to you in the chat room and people have called in and I've described family members, unborn children yet to be, and in fact, the little girl in the chat room, I described her future 2 children. And it's so fun to think that it's possible. But where is Nancy going to get this, and how is it done? This is part of why I've asked this little lady to come on, because she has an amazing story of survival of her dear mother who passed away, and I would like to give her uninterrupted time for as long as she'd like. And Janae, you can stay on 15 minutes or a whole half hour, or you can stay on as long as you'd like just to listen. But I wanted you to have an opportunity get this story out of your body and now tell somebody. So you have to hold it in forever without ever having been able to share it. So I want to give you the floor and go ahead and tell us your story.
Thank you. You know, you're never too sure about telling somebody something that happens like this to you because you worry that people think that you're a little off. But my mom passed, and it was about 5 years ago in February, and she wasn't feeling well, and she passed out. So my dad took her to the hospital and called me, which is abnormal for my mom. She doesn't ever pass out. She's built like an ox. She's very healthy. But he thought it was odd, and they took her to the hospital. And he called me, and it was February, so it was very cold crossing over the mountain from Nevada to California. And I waited till the next day to go. And when I went, she seemed fine. Nobody could find any reason as to why she had passed out. And we had one of the best memorable conversations where she recounted my life as a child and then when my children were born. And we had the best conversation for the short time that we were there. And they said she could go home, so we got her dressed and we took her home. And when she got home, she passed out again. So immediately the ambulance came and they took her to the hospital again. And within 20 minutes, she would be dead. We didn't know that at the time, but within 20 minutes, she would be dead. Now, while she was being in the hospital, the doctors came to us and they said, we think she has an embolism that's traveling to her lung.
Uh-oh. Kathy?
I'm here.
I've been Janae Ray. Okay, I thought I'd lost you. Go ahead, girl.
And so they said that, I said, well, get the embolism out. And they said, we can't till we stabilize her. So during a course of attempting to stabilize her, I stayed with her right next to her, rolled her over on her side so she could throw up. All of the things that you would do in a hospital to help her because they were running around like mad trying to get everything together ready to go should they stabilize her.
Mm-hmm.
And she grabbed my hand and she said, I want to go see my mom. And we don't know a lot about my mom's family because she came from Germany and over to America. And she was split up as a child. She was one of 14 children and a twin.
Oh.
And they got separated at when they were children due to the war in Germany and Hitler and all that. So she didn't have a lot of contact with her family. But we had suspected that her mom had already passed. So when she said, I want to go see my mom, I said, no, you need to stay here with me. And she gasped another breath and said, okay, and stayed with me. And she was having such a tough time trying to breathe and trying to hang on. And she grabbed my hand one more time and she said, you know, you're my everything. And I said, you're my everything too. And she said, I need to go see my mom. And I said, okay, go ahead and go.
Oh. I want to interject while Janae catches her breath here. This is what's really amazing is that while we were talking, and it was like I was just kind of getting a little bit more of this story, and this Janae was sharing with me, and the minute she was talking about her mother passed away 5 years ago, I saw and described a woman who greeted her, and I said, this is a mother figure. And then she goes on to proceed to tell me about her mother taking her hand, or I can't remember if you said she was looking or had the sense her mother was there, but a lot of times when I talk to people who've had family members to pass, I'll start describing visual descriptions of family members. And clearly, you can't guess on that, especially when they have a physical description and small, boxy woman. And the thing is that this is another proof of a survivor, meaning Janae, that yes, her mother was seeing that person and there was a visual connection. And this is not the end of the story, ladies and gentlemen. This is where it kind of picks up and it gets interesting. So, Janae, can you continue now and tell us a little bit more of the story?
Yes. after she asked me again and I said, okay, go ahead and go, she left almost immediately. And the doctors asked, do I still want them to work on her? And I said, well, yes, if you can bring her back. And so I stood back probably somewhere between 3 and 5 feet away while they worked on her. And there was a moment where there was a cold brush of air that penetrated me. I mean, it felt like it just went right through me from the front to the back, and it was chilling and amazing. I can't even describe how it felt, but at that point in time, it to me, she had left. I had felt her, and then I, you know, in my senses, all my senses felt that she was all around rather than being in her body, and that her body was now a shell. And I remember looking at my watch and asking the doctor, when are you going to call it, because she's gone. And then they eventually did call it shortly thereafter. There was nothing they could do to bring her back. And I was okay because I knew she'd already gone because I felt her so strongly. And we stayed with her a few hours just to do all the family notifications and phone calls, et cetera. But then that night, I stayed in a hotel room and decided I would try and get some sleep because I knew I had a big day the next day. And I got into the hotel room. It was a very nice one. It was clean. It was, you know, your regular, everyday hotel room. And I went to sleep and got into bed and as comfortable as I could be, still feeling bad about how was I going to deal with this and how was I going to go on and what was going to be next in my life. And I started to drift off to sleep when I felt a hand on my shoulder.
Mm.
And I heard her voice in, you know, like in my senses. And she said, don't worry, everything's okay, I'm all right. And I thought, oh gosh, I'm losing my mind. And
I would think that too, sure.
And so I thought, okay, and I felt really cold when this happened, so I turned and I looked, and there was nothing there. And I thought, okay, get it together, because you can't lose it now. So I thought, okay, go back to sleep. You're going to be okay. Everything will be okay. And I tried to go back to sleep, and I felt the hand again. And my mom telling me, everything's going to be okay. You have to trust that I'm all right. You can't do this to yourself. I'm okay. And it was chilling again. And I thought, well, okay, either I can continue to think this or feel this, or I can go with it, think, you know, if she is here and this is really happening, then I should at least talk to her. So I said, okay, so are you all right? Is everything okay? What are you doing? And she said, well, there's lots to do. So I have to go. And then she left, and I was warm again after she left. And I thought, okay, well, that was odd, and I shouldn't tell anybody because they'll think I've lost my mind. And throughout the night, she would come and go like that, telling me different segments that she could tell me to reassure me, you need to watch out for your dad now. Assuring me that she was safe and she was perfectly fine, and there was no harm to her, no, she had no problems. It was amazing, but every time she came, it was cold, it was freezing cold, and I thought, oh my gosh, I'm never going to get any sleep if she keeps coming.
Even as a mom in life, she was a persistent mom in death. I think she was really worried about you. So then I want you to tell the rest of the story. Then I'd like to interject a few things. Go ahead.
Of course, I went through this most of the night with her. And the next day, I went to my dad's and I reassured him, Mom's okay. I know she's okay. I have felt her, and I have a strong feeling she just wants us to be okay. And my dad said, you know, I kind of felt like she came to me, but I wasn't sure, you know. And I said, well, she came to me a lot. And so we made all the arrangements and everything, and she still comes and goes as time goes, and as the years go by, but not as often as she did in the extreme beginning. But I remember being at the ceremony for her. She was buried in a casket, and I remember being in the church, and she had been in this church before with the pastor who gives this service, which is her brother-in-law. And I remember sitting next to my dad, feeling like she was right there within me, looking around. It was the absolute most bizarre feeling. I can't describe that either, but it's almost as if she had come into me to see everything. And I remember her saying, oh, I didn't want to look like that when we were looking at her casket. And I said, I know, I'm sorry, Mom. I mean, it was just the most bizarre feeling between the...
She was commenting on herself, I didn't want to look like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my word.
Because they had, when they prep you, I guess you kind of blow up and you look bigger than what you actually look like. And she was right there, I mean, standing with us as we were looking at her in the casket. And she said, oh, I didn't want to look like that. And I said out loud, I know, I'm sorry. My dad looked at me like, what's going on with you? It sounds really hokey, but it was so intense. And we have such a strong connection. And, you know, every time I look in the mirror, I see her because I look a lot like her. So I don't know if it was because we were so in tune with each other or in touch with each other that I am the one that had all those feelings or not.
Let me ask you, do you have any siblings?
Yes, I have two boys.
No, you have two children. Do you have a brother and sister?
Oh, yes, I have a sister and a brother.
Okay, well, good for you. Did either one of them have the sense of mother, or was it just you?
It was just me.
Usually, I want to share with the audience, this gal here is a friend, a close friend of my youngest sister, who's 11 years younger than I am. And I was talking to Pamela a couple of days before Mom died, and I was talking to Pamela when our mother, stood in front of me. She came into the room with a force. Phew. And she got so close to me that all of my body was tingling, and I could hear her talking to me. And I was so amazed. It was dumbfounding to me because we knew at last report that she was alive. And I told Pam, I want to hang up so you can call the hospital. Pamela was used to doing this, and she had been talking to the nurses, check and see if Mom has passed. So... when she did that, I called a friend of mine who's intuitive, and I was so overwhelmed by this. Of course, I wasn't listening to my own mother. And my friend said, oh, your mother is saying, I'm here, I'm here. That baffled me. So when Pamela called me back, she says, well, mother has not passed away yet, but mother was no longer part of her body. And so Janae is conveying that her mother left after her passing. But a lot of you will have spirit visitation just prior to their dying because they may be in a coma or such a deep sleep that the spirit no longer needs to be connected to the flesh. So after mother died, she has not visited any of us. Now, Pamela did ask me, I haven't felt Mom, but you did. Well, I'm a little bit more sensitive to spirit. And I think Mom knew, I'm going to visit Nancy because she'll know I'm there. And I really believe that she came and hugged me. So a lot of you will say, I don't know who to share my story with. Or maybe I'm crazy because I think I had the feeling that I had visitation. Mm-hmm. Gets right down to it. We can have a visitation in all different ways. I think the most important thing is that you get some sense that they're okay. Pamela shares with me that she doesn't know if she has felt her dad. But she's also the mom to a very rambunctious 16, he just turned 16 years old. Clearly, she would have to be in such a calm state as to feel her dad. That, with the boy running around the house like he's so busy, she might not have a chance to feel him. So Janae, the other thing I want to bring up, the visitation, the touching, this is very common. Janae might be, she does work with the public, and I was sharing with her that people who work with the public, if you're interconnecting with people all the time, those people who need to trust themselves with the public, work with the public, will become increasingly more sensitive. Now, my sister, who's a massage therapist, clearly has her hands on people and has become more intuitive. Because of privacy, I don't want to tell you what Janae does, but she does deal with the public every day. So she may have developed a higher sensitivity to people. These individuals will feel spirit kind more. So if you are in a job where you sit and know you work numbers all day, clearly you may not have the easiest perception of somebody, but how many of you sitting there have had a sense of a lover, a friend, or somebody you care about, they're going to call and they do within seconds or minutes, or someone pops into your head and then within a day or two you run into them on the street. How many of you had sense of grandma's going to pass away and within a couple of days she does? We never live our life totally in a shell. Most of us will have an experience. Most of us may have the experience and think it's our imagination. And clearly most of us and most of you in this chat room, we have a nice little bit of people here. Most of you in the chat room wouldn't be here if you didn't want to experience or have not had experience. When I became, and Janae works in a world where probably if she told everybody they probably wouldn't believe this, so I really prompted her to please come on, but I was an engineering supervisor at Pacific Bell, and the word psychic, when I discovered what I was clearly not acceptable. And even today, I have not gone to everybody in my neighborhood and kind of knocked on everybody's door and say, this is who I am and what I do. Because sometimes, unless you're involved in this world, I don't want people to think that I'm out there in left field somewhere, though I have thousands of you who want to talk to me. It's still at this junction, and people would say, oh, I'm hearing someone say in the chat room, well, you shouldn't be ashamed of what you do, Nancy. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that it's not my job to convert, not my job to preach, not my job to make real to people unless they're ready for the truth. And that's what I've always stood on. I was given a Barnes & Noble lecture, a talk on my book years and years ago, and someone came in and was just all over the place and really thrashing this. And I says, until you are spiritually in a place to evolve to the level where you want to accept this, you will not. So you're invited to be quiet or invited to leave. And when you're ready, you will seek us out. And everybody went, but that's the truth. You who are in the chat room or listening to the show outside of the chat room, you must have had an experience that opened your eyes. It's like the apple of knowledge. Once you step into this arena and hear this wonderful story of Janae, and there is a gal in the chat room, I'm not going to embarrass her, have everybody in there get to her. Just before the show, we did a session, and she is amazing. She works for a hospital, and she's constantly hearing voices. Sometime, not tonight, sometime I will do a show just on hearing voices and what I've experienced. So that is something that's very exciting. If we have this little girl on, almost said your name, girl, we'll talk about how to calm this down if you don't want to do it or how to rev it up if you wish to. For Janae and her working world, absolutely must. I would absolutely increase the ability to have a perception, How about somebody else? Why not? Why not? And the idea is that we'll, I have a lot of real estate people that seek me out. And I says, wouldn't it be wonderful to have a sense, not a spirit kind, but what if you're showing a house and there's negative spirit in there, or the house is overflowing with a lot of spirit kind? You would want to know if the house is a good house or bad house and needs to be cleaned out. So there's so many things that are going on, and it's so exciting. What was the other thing I wanted to bring up that I felt interesting? Oh, I am connected with California Haunts out of Sacramento, California, and I'm called a remote viewer in addition to be a psychic medium, meaning that she can give me a picture of a house, and I will go through it with my mind, and then she will go with her crews to the spots I tell her to walk to, and she will get anomalies or a photograph or whatever, whatever. So that's what a remote viewer is. What's fascinating, you'll see this on some of the ghost investigation shows on TV. They'll hear them say there's a cold spot, or you'll hear them say the batteries have all gone bad. And what it means is for her mom to make herself presently known, she pulls from the atmosphere what we call the Big Bang energy. Maybe batteries didn't go dead, but they pull it from the room, creating coolness. Because what is electricity and what is heat? It's molecules of the universe. Without you realizing, you're sitting in a flood of the original Big Bang. So, 14 billion years ago, but how far distance did it happen? Well, it's finally hitting us. So we're constantly bombarded. It goes through the whole planet. And so we can pull from that. You've heard of Reiki. You've heard of hands-on healing. Well, these individuals and massage therapy, they don't necessarily pull the energy from their body to give you heat or massage. They pull it from the universe. So that's what Reiki is about. So it's the same principle of doing a ghost investigation as what Janae experienced. I want to explain that to you. She had the coldness in the room, and she had the feeling of this all about her, and that was what her mother was doing. And it's amazing that her mother would visit her and do this the same day she passed away. Usually I've heard that it takes a learning session or two to be able to do things like this. You'll remember in the movie Ghost, Patrick Swayze was to kick the can in the subway. Well, he had to have an instructor. And what I hear is to get the memory back when they become a total spirit person, they have someone who will teach them how to do things. So I thought that was really amazing. And as many times as I've connected with Char and some of her investigations, she'll have a whole series of batteries go bad, laptop computer batteries go bad, all kinds of electrical equipment failures. And that's because a spirit person has gotten so close as to pull all of it out of there. And the other thing Janae spoke to me about before we had the show going is that spirit kind knows how to get their essence thicker. So when I was doing the cemetery tours and what happened to her, and I'll explain what happened to me, they'll pull from the energy in the environment and become more solid. Not human flesh solid. But what she did was she, and Janae relayed this to me before, cool spots, yes, I see that, after dark. Her mother passed through her body. So you can almost imagine, a thick cloud passing through your body. And Janae had the perception that was her mother. Now, the same is true. That was a passing. Remember, at the time that she passed, Janae felt her pass through her. That would be also two things. When you first pass over, you're thicker because you just left flesh. Then secondly, her mother could have consciously done that to make sure Janae got it, that she was out of her body. Secondly, a spirit that's going to be born can also thicken up to join with a mother, to join with a fetus. When I lived in Sacramento off of White Avenue, after my divorce, this is as I was getting into this in 1990, the neighbors next door worked the night shift, and they were the cutest little couple. And they were of Asian, and I think the wife was like 90 pounds, a little tiny thing. And they'd had one child. And one day I went out to take the garbage can to the side of the street there. And this is probably the only time this has ever happened. It was amazing. A soul went through me into the house, and it felt very strong, like a boy. And I went, oh, they're having another baby. Well, it was not like I could knock on the door and say, hello, hello. But within a month, this cute little 90-pound girl comes out with this big watermelon in the front of her. And it made me realize that a soul can join with a future mother and be part of it, as in a selection to be made. Remember, I was telling you out of my book that I drew a picture of my grandson yet to be born. And the words were told to me, a selection had been made. So he joined with my daughter before conception. This soul joined with the girl next door after she had had a conception. Being so tiny, she had this big thing on the front of her. She looked like she was at least 6-7 months. So I felt that that is that you can feel a life force leave and come in. And the density is like it's amazing feeling, everybody. Almost took my breath away. I'm sure, Janae, you could say that your mother passing through your body at the moment of her own death was a breathtaking experience. True?
Absolutely. It was extremely odd feeling and something I'd never felt before. But when it happened, I knew it was it's almost like there's a sense of knowledge when it happened. And you can try and dismiss it, but I didn't have anything else to take it with except for the knowledge that I gained as it happened.
Right. Someone in the room said, when a ghost is in the room, I become so cold, shivering like crazy because the ghost is drawing from me. Absolutely. Another one, I always ask not to see spirits / ghosts, but sometimes I see something out of the corner of my eye. And I want to share that with you, ladies and gentlemen, and with Janae, that people, human beings, we live our life, we're just always trying so hard to just get ahead in life, that when spirit kind visits us, our brain, because it's unique and foreign to us, will not allow us to look at it. But at the corner of our body, like if you're looking straight ahead like blinders on a racing horse, if the spirit passes to the side of us, our brain will allow that to be seen. So my husband downstairs, he often sees things out of the corner of his eye. That's because he's not used to see it totally face on. For you who have not seen it, and Janae, this is an idea for you, when you have the sense of your mother in the room, mm-hmm. Get a hand mirror, look into the hand mirror, put it in front of your face, a hand mirror, hold it with your hand and tilt it, twirl it so you can always see in it to the left and to the right of you. Because what you're doing is you're tricking your brain into allowing you to see. And that's what I teach people, how to perceive spirit. And the other thing you can do if you have a sense of your mother in your room and everybody else listening is, if it's possible, be in the room with a window, if you can have a refracted light on it and see if you can see something. You look into the glass of the window.